All right, John, let's do another one. Welcome, everybody, to the Unplugged podcast with Tyler and John. John Pierman is here. I'm here, and we got a topic to discuss. Here we go. John, I was on Reddit a while ago, came across
again?
This post. Yeah, I'm on Reddit a lot. You'd be surprised at how many good questions are asked there. This one was a while ago, and I've been meaning to record this with you for a while. We just haven't been able to kind of fit it in. But she has just released a deluxe album a couple weeks ago, her Guts album. This is Olivia Rodrigo. She's one of the hottest artists right now. I mean, she's almost like, I don't even want to say almost because Taylor Swift is on just another level. But I mean, she's super popular, and her fans kind of remind me, you know, they're kind of Taylor Swift-esque.
I mean, she's kind of on that trajectory, you know?
I mean,
Taylor Swift didn't start off being the biggest thing in the world, so.
Okay, and let's answer that question. Is she really on that trajectory? So somebody asked the question, how big do you think Olivia Rodrigo can get? And do you think she will keep leaning towards pop punk more? Okay, we got two questions here. But before we get into all of that, I want to give a huge shout out to our current monthly supporters. Your support means the world to us and does not go unnoticed. And it really does go a long way in keeping this thing going. Guys, if you're interested in supporting the show for as little as $3 a month, which is less than the cost of your morning coffee, you can help us continue creating great scene-related content without the need for us to rely on ads, which can distract you from your listening experience. Plus, it's a vote of confidence that we're on the right track and creating the content that you love. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in doing, please click the support the show link in the show notes. And if you can't contribute financially, no worries. Leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify is a fantastic way to show your support. And please feel free to share these episodes with the people that you think will love the show. And also, we have a newsletter. Don't forget. If you want to stay updated on all of the latest scene news and music releases, sign up for the Unplugged Weekly Newsletter. We gather all of the essentials for you, making it a one-click source for scene updates. And the best part, it's entirely free. So head over to unplugged.allpunkedup.com to start staying informed and consider signing up. We've included a link in the show notes for your convenience. So with that out of the way, let's get into the show. They say, I know it's probably not the right forum for this question. This is in the Pop Punkers subreddit. I know it's probably not the right forum for this question, but asking her fans would give a biased answer, and I'm genuinely curious what actual pop punk fans think. And I think, I want to say I answered this question in here, like I contributed to this, and I feel like I ended up getting in an argument with somebody. Nice. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll have to find it. But let's see. So do we want to... I guess I could share what I said here.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, I said, I personally... This is what I wrote, so I'm reading it. I personally don't see Olivia Rodrigo as pop punk. Sure, she may have some pop punk elements in some of her songs, but she's more pop rock than anything. That being said, I love her sound and lyrical choices. I go on to say, as for how big she'll get, she's already huge. Is it really possible to get that much better? She's got 60 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and that's not too far behind Beyonce or Drake, who have been around for a while. The way I see it, she's already at superstar status. So, I mean, before I read what anybody else said underneath that, it did get 24 upvotes, so we'll read to see what people said underneath that. But yeah, I mean, if she's already at Beyonce and Drake level, and those artists have been around for a good minute, long time, I feel like that's like, how much bigger can she really get? The only way that she could get any bigger, I feel like, is one, to surpass those people if she hasn't already. But then it's like the next person up is Taylor Swift, who I feel like she has like a million monthly listeners. Let me see, because I got to look that up now that we're talking about it.
Oh, are you thinking a billion?
Yeah, Taylor Swift has 101 million monthly listeners. And currently right now, as of April 7th, 2024, Olivia Rodrigo has 60 million monthly listeners. So it's still true from when I mentioned that on Reddit. So I mean,
it hasn't gone up at all.
It might have been a little like a million or more when I checked then, but it was right after I think Guts had come out. But anyways, staying steady, that's a good sign, you know, at 60 million. So you know those numbers are real. But yeah, I feel like there's 40 million monthly streams differentiating Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift. So I mean, I feel like the question, can she get any bigger? I don't know that she can, and it's not taken away from Olivia Rodrigo or her fans. I don't think she can get to Taylor Swift level. And I think that's the only way to get bigger. I mean, yeah, can she get to 70 million monthly listeners? I think so. Absolutely. Can she get to 80? Yeah. But
is there anything wrong with 60? I don't.
Yeah. Like, to me, she's already as big as she can get. And if you get any bigger, it's, you know, we only have Taylor Swift to compare to. So that means like your ticket sales are going to be astronomical. You know, you're just going to be dominating a space. And yeah, I think she can get there to some degree. But guys, like Taylor Swift and Beyonce, they're like
a lot more established.
They're like a once in a lifetime type artist, though. I mean, these are like the Beatles and Elvis, you know? They're the modern day Beatles and Elvis, and they're probably arguably a hell of a lot more, doing a lot more than they did. So, of course, it's a different time and that sort of thing. But I don't know, man. I don't know that she can get, and again, not taken away from Olivia Rodrigo, but Taylor Swift level is just bonkers. I don't know what you think.
Which one's Elvis?
You don't know Elvis?
No. I mean, which one of Taylor and Beyonce is Elvis? You said one of them's the Beatles and one's Elvis.
I guess.
I think Beyonce would be Elvis, right?
I would think Beyonce would be Elvis, yes.
Because Taylor is a little bit more involved as a songwriter, so I would say she's the Beatles.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I pieced that together myself. I didn't need to ask you.
No. But I agree with you 100%. Those would be my picks too. But what do you think? Do you think Olivia Rodrigo, what was the question here? How big do you think Olivia Rodrigo can get? And do you think she will keep leaning towards pop punk more? First, do you think that she leans, do you think her sound is pop punk? Like her rock
at the
songs?
Moment, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that it's always going to be that way necessarily. I mean, I think genre jumping is kind of a trendy thing right now. So
yeah,
you know, with Beyonce's latest release kind of doing that country crossover thing, maybe the next thing that Olivia Rodrigo does is different. I mean, Taylor went from country to, you know, more pop side. So
yeah,
I think as artists grow like that, they don't necessarily want to keep doing the same thing. So I'm sure she's going to switch it up at some point.
Yeah. Would you say that she, like, do you think her more rock songs, her guitar songs, we'll say guitar with distortion songs, do you feel like that's pop punk, or do you feel like it's more pop rock, or do
I
you
think
not
it's
really
just pop rock?
I do too. I think people like to get excited, especially the pop punk community, when they hear distorted guitars and songs. They want to get excited and be like, oh, pop punk is coming back. I think, yeah, it could be somewhat pop punk-esque, but I mean, when I hear that, I do not think pop punk at all. If somebody brings it up, like I said, I can hear maybe that esque of pop punk, but I don't know, guys. I don't consider her pop punk whatsoever, really. She's just got a really good pop rock sound, though, which I think is really unique, and I really like that. I like it when she leans into that. But yeah, I wouldn't even call it pop punk. So that's my answer there. But how big do you think Olivia Rodrigo can get, though, John?
I mean, I think she could get to where Taylor is now, maybe. It just depends. You know, does she maintain that quality going forward?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough, too, man. I mean, because really, as popular as both of those people are, Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift is just seriously on another level. Like, she can't really be compared to any other artist. No other artist can really be compared to her fairly, I don't think, when it comes to popularity. So I don't know. If you want to compare her to Taylor Swift, I do feel like the writing styles like lyrical content's rather close. The fan base seems pretty on par with each other. I just think Taylor Swift, because she's been around a long time, just has more of them. So yeah, maybe she can get up to Taylor Swift level. I don't know. I mean, that'd be insane for us to be able to see multiple artists that can really
transcend like that
would be almost like phenomenal, unbelievable.
I mean, we have two right now. Is there enough room for somebody else that big, like a female artist like that?
I don't know.
I hope that there is.
Yeah. So let's see what people said to me real quick. They said, true, but the elements and influence is there, and she is already massive. I just saw Taylor Swift perform in front of 96,000 people, so I'm wondering if she can reach that level eventually, playing massive stadiums while still maintaining more a rock influence. And then I responded to that, I hope she can. I'd love to see rock become that mainstream again, but Taylor Swift is just on another level. We most likely won't see another artist like her in our lifetime. She is the modern day, the Beatles or Elvis even. I already said that. Except perhaps much, much larger. I feel like the argument I got into with somebody ended up getting, I think they deleted their comments, but I feel like the argument was something like, somebody had mentioned how she settled with Paramore or whatever because one of her songs sounded like that popular Paramore song. Why can't I think of it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But anyways, I go, and I was very respectful. I said, if I remember correctly, I don't think she settled anything with Paramore. I feel like she just gave them songwriting credits just to kind of, you know, get past the story or whatever. And they started arguing with me, well, you don't know the definition of, that's the exact definition of settling. And I was laughing at the person and told them, okay, you can win the argument because obviously that's not settling if it doesn't go to court or anything like that. I don't think anything like that happened. Like, I don't think there was a conversation had, at least not reported, where the Paramore camp and Olivia Rodrigo's camp were talking and came to an agreement on something. I think Olivia Rodrigo's camp was just like, hey, let's just give them some songwriting credits and we'll just move past this. And I will say, whatever that those songs were, I don't think they sounded the same at all. I never heard it, and I feel like I can always hear that stuff, but that's for another a conversation for another day.
Well, that's for the judges to decide, Tyler.
Yeah, you. Not me. All right.
Judges have the best ears, apparently. So
let's see. What else did other
fully
people
trained.
Say? Okay, somebody says, did I miss something? When did she make pop punk music in the first place? Yeah, that's how I am.
I mean, it's, you know.
Okay.
Pop punk light.
This is stupid. I'm going to downvote this one. Probably going to end up losing her career if she keeps ripping off other artists. Love her music, but she's had numerous plagiarism accusations.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin did all right, you?
Yeah, right. Olivia Rodrigo.
Just calm down, sir.
Olivia Rodrigo is not and will never be pop punk. You can't say she never will be.
Yeah, she could go all in, you know.
Oh, somebody says she's like Disney Paramore. Maybe as she gets older, she will. But for now, her audience is mostly little girls, so not anytime soon. Negative one upvotes for that person.
Young girls.
I don't think that's the case. She's young herself. Is she 21 even?
Barely. I think.
Yeah. So she's young herself. So I mean, her audience is going to grow. Taylor Swift was young at one time and only had younger girls looking up to her as well. So, I mean, as time goes and she continues on, if she can keep on this trajectory, then, yeah, her audience is going to grow and there's going to be a bigger age group, age demographic. So she just needs to keep going.
Don't stop, Olivia.
Somebody says,
don't take a hiatus or anything.
No, you keep going.
Take no time for yourself.
No. Mental health is not that big of a deal. No. Just keep going. Don't
please
be
us.
Yeah.
Musically.
Where is the punk in her pop? Somebody says. It's right there in the name, folks. So yeah, I agree. I do think there's some pop punk elements in her songs, her rock songs, but not enough to say that it's pop punk at all. Yeah. So That's my that's my answer there. How big do you think Olivia Rodrigo can get? I mean, the door's wide open, but I mean, she's already humongous. She's a superstar. So I don't know. Be curious to know what everybody else thinks. You guys can let us know on the socials, but that's it for this one. John, you got anything else to add?
Not for her. I just look forward to seeing what she does next.
Me too.
Does she
Me
listen too. To us?
Oh, she should. I'm sure she does, dude.
We're pretty sure she does.
Yeah. So, Olivia, come on the pod sometime when you have time. Text us. I know you got John's number.
We'll tell you what to do next.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're really digging our show, please consider helping us spread the word and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts and or on Spotify. Would be much appreciated. 5-star review. Do it.
Do it.
Give it to us.
Right now. Why are you not doing it right now?
While you're doing that, you can always leave a comment with that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So let us know.
Do it while you're driving.
Yep. Let us know what you like most about the show while you're leaving that 5-star review. And let us know what you'd like to hear more of, because we're going to give it to you. If you tell us, we'll give it to you. But all right, guys.
Right to you.
Right to you. All right, guys, that'll do it. Peace.